this week we have Brayden doing our album review. Brayden, tell us a little bit about what you did.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Having a great show so far.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, and I took a look at a really great album this week. The new Kali Uchis album, Red Moon in Venus. Kali Uchis, obviously Colombian-American, you know, singer, R&B artist who really blew up with her appearances on Tyler, the Creator's album, Flower Boy on See You Again, and then later on with After the Storm. So really she owes a lot of her success to, or a lot of her up and coming to Tyler, the Creator.
Definitely. I actually saw her open up for Tyler, the Creator. I went to his concert last year at United Center, and they had her as an opener. They had Tizo Touchdown, Vince Staples. I mean, the whole show was insane.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not to say that, like, Tyler's responsible for her success or anything, but she came in on that wave. She kind of gained that fan base. And, I mean, this is her first album since Isolation in 2018. And let me tell you, the word that came to me when I was talking about this album was heavenly.
How would you describe, like, this overall sound of the album?
I mean, it's heavenly. I mean, her voice is just incredible.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. I mean, it's smooth, it's soft, it feels like silk sheets when you hear it in the headphones. I mean, really, it is something else. A lot of, you know, soft synths, really cool R&B production, you know, neo soul vibes all over this.
Right. And do you have any favorite songs from the album?
Yeah, I mean, this album kicks off with I Wish You Roses, which is one of my favorite songs from this album, which, you know, it manages to do something that's pretty rare, I think, which is the breakup song that's not, like, toxic or petty.
Right.
Or it's just kind of genuinely, like, you know, it didn't work out for us, but I wish you the best, you know, go do what you do. And I really enjoy that about, and it just sounds beautiful. A lot of this album is about, you know, kind of breaking up or being in love with somebody, as is pretty common with R&B, but especially now that we know she's been dating Don Toliver, who shows up on this album, on the song Fantasy, which is all about, you know, how much they love each other. Don Toliver even talks about starting a family on this song. Like, it's really something. But, you know, another thing that I'd like to point out with this album is how much Spanish is on here. I mean, I think I look at Kali Uchis and I see an artist who, in a previous era, would have been forced to make songs, you know, only in English to appeal to a wider market. But it just speaks to how popular, you know, Spanish language music has become, that she can put out these songs that, you know, are all Spanish or switch back and forth from English to Spanish so often, and they sound great, and
right,
they're just as big hits. But,
and on that note, we have Telepatia from her album here.
Telepatia by Kali Uchis right here on 103.3 WZND. So that song actually wasn't from her most recent album. We had that one come from her album before that, but we were hoping to see some more new ads from her recent album coming on soon. But Brayden, can you tell us a little bit more about this album?
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, listening to this album, the one song that stuck out to me as my favorite, and it was one that reminded me a lot of Telepatia, was Moonlight, which I think is already a candidate for Song of the Summer. I mean, the vibes are just like, I imagine myself driving my car with my windows down on, like, a hot July night. Like, it is those exact vibes. It reminds me so much of Telepatia with the kind of mixed language hook, with these soft R&B vibes, you know, all this neo-soul action. I really like this album, man. I mean, this is right up my alley as an R&B lover, as a lover of people who sing really well. I mean, if you're an R&B fan, you need to check this one out. I think Moonlight's going to be big, big, big. And this whole album is just so good. All the features are amazing. All the production is amazing.
Yeah,
really
definitely sounds amazing. I gotta check it out. I have not really listened to Kali Uchis too much. I know she has a song with Gorillaz, which I'm a huge fan of, but haven't really dabbled, so I gotta check her out.
Oh yeah, you definitely need to. I think she's just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also haven't listened to her new album a ton yet, but I did see that she just came out at Coachella, and she was bringing an amazing show. I mean, she had guests like Tyler, the Creator come out, she had Don Toliver come out, and she also had Omar Apollo. So she just had a stacked lineup of guests coming out for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Omar Apollo, who's also on this album, he has a great feature. Yeah, I mean, she is really, really something. The vibes are just incredible, and that's the best compliment I can give this album. I mean, the vibes are just through the roof. Hot summer night, it's gonna be perfect. Check it out.
Definitely. I mean, when I saw her live, even I could explain it exactly like you said it earlier, just heavenly. I mean, she looked amazing up on stage. She had this big, huge, like, 6-foot hat on. It was insane. She was a great performer.
I could see her having, like, a Beyonce arc in her future, like getting that big in her career.
Yeah, I would love that for her. I mean, she definitely deserves it
with
how great her music has been.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for reviewing that album and coming on our show today. I will definitely have to check out more from that album.